Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Jim Elliot was a missionary to South America, and he's a Christian martyr. In the 1950s, a young Elliot moved to South America to bring the gospel to a remote, unreached people group in the jungles of Ecuador. While there, he married his wife, Elizabeth, and they had their only child, Valerie. On January 8, 1956, Jim Elliot, Roger Yildirian, Pete Fleming, Ed McCulley, and Nate Saint landed a small plane on the banks of the Curere River. Several months later, all five were speared to death by the natives. Elizabeth Elliot penned the book Through Gates of Splendor to tell their story. The title takes on a double meaning as Elizabeth describes the beauty of the unspoiled jungles through which the family traveled, as well as the joy of these men passing through the gates of heaven after their martyrdom. After Jim Elliot's death, his young widow did the almost incomprehensible. She stayed to minister to the very tribe that had murdered her husband and his co-laborers. In her book, Elizabeth wrote, "God is God. I dethrone him in my heart if I demand that he act in ways that satisfy my idea of justice. It is the same spirit that taunted, 'If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.' There's unbelief. There's even rebellion in an attitude that says, 'God has no right to do this to five men.' As homeschooling mothers, we may hope that the day of martyrdom may never reach our children, but I pray that my own boys would not be foolish, but would give their all to gain that which they cannot lose."
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.